Hello everybody, this is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to be doing some healings again this evening. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. You just need to show up. And if you're new to the call, what I'd like you all to do is, and I'll instruct you here, just to get into that the screen of my website here. Go to Creation Light Ship, and any day that you want to pick that I'm on will be the same screen. So just click on it. And then you want to scroll down, and you see this beautiful light being on your monitor screen. And just ahead of that is the blinking flower. And on top of the blinking flower is the BBS fat chat. So if someone wants to just send a little message through, you can, without interrupting the healing sessions. That works out the best way here. Just click on that, and you may want to maybe minimize it so you can get both screens up at one time, and then click on it after that. So anyway, go to the beautiful light beam here, and just scroll down, and she'll be there on your screen. And I'm just activating my fast chat now. I have both pictures up, so here we go. We're going to activate her this evening here to do some healing work with you. So just sit back and relax. You're going to see your light rays change a little bit around her forehead. And as always, she comes alive. So she's going to bring in her divine essence from the Creation Light Ship, where she's a doctor. And you may start to see her get activated right now with the light rays kind of getting more illuminated around her face. I'm seeing them change this moment here as I'm talking. Remember, the light only works in the now, so you know she's going very third dimensional right now. Beautiful 3D photo. She's coming off the screen. She almost looks real to me. And her eyes have a lot of depth into them if you look into her eyes. And her face is becoming more illuminated. So we're going to ask her to do some healing work on us. So what we're going to do first, she'll be activated for the whole show here. And she'll stay activated for about a half an hour after the show. And our show that'll be coming on this Wednesday, Trekka St. Germain is still over in Europe, and she asked me to if I would like to do an extra hour show after mine, so we'll do that too this Wednesday. So we have a two-hour healing session this coming Wednesday, and I believe the following Wednesday too will also be 2 hours. So this is wonderful. You can have a lot of healing if you come to those two events here. So here we go. She's activated now. What we're going to do first is an entity clearing for everybody. And we're just taking away entities that have attached to you. There's a lot of them around. They come to us just through our traumas and daily experiences. When we get upset, they come to us. If you hurt yourself, they come to us that way. And they're just, they're very hard to get rid of in a sense, but they're always here, so we attract them. And if we're not in our body fully, then they come into the spaces where we're not. So if you're not home, who is? And that's how I kind of look at it. And if we're, most people are only 20% to 25% in their bodies, which means that they're probably going to be, you know, around 75% of something else, which are entities. So we want to get these cleared out of us so that we can work on our own spiritual path, have our own spiritual guidance. And here we go. I'm going to bring more of you into your body now. So we just cleared away a bunch of entities. And when you come in, you may feel a little heavier than you had before. And this is how you tell if you're in your body, because you're going to feel a little heavy. So here you come. So I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing here for everybody. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. The light ship, Creation Light Ship, doesn't have to honor any of our belief systems that we have here, because they created you. So if you have a certain religious belief in something, they supersede that. They strictly work in the light and in the moment, in the now. So even though we may have some kind of mistaken belief, they can honor where we are on our spiritual path, but they're here to help us regardless of how we believe or don't believe. And that's very nice because a lot of people have certain religions that they belong to, and then that religion has a belief system that another religion is not going to say go to heaven or become saved or whatever with their dogma. And the light shift doesn't acknowledge any of that as far as spiritual truth, because the light shift created you, and as far as supersedes and surpasses our human belief systems here. So we're going to bring more of you back into your body now. And this the light shift is doing for you, helping you out with this here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do some more clearing here. And here we go. Taking out some more entities. You may feel your body tingle or buzz. You may get warm as you're doing this process here. Okay, and again, bringing more of you into your bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So as I'm scanning everybody on the line right now, the lowest person is about 40% in their bodies. And the highest one, or in their body, the highest one is about 72%. So that's very good. We're going to go a little bit more with this here. I'd like you to be at least halfway into your body. And this will allow you to hold more spirit energy, which in turn will allow you to have better healings. So here we go. Releasing some more energy out of you. These are the entities that have come to you for basically healings, although they take over our consciousness. And their healing aspect is because they're created from the earth energy. These are emotional bodies of people who have passed on, who haven't been healed yet. And they need to go to the earth spirit for their healing. They don't hold the high spiritual consciousness because they were created by the earth spirit, where your own individual spirit looks out of your eyes, and that is connected to the divine. So that there's a difference there. And in just the communication abilities here of what we have here, which is very limited, we normally consider everything as being spirit, everything's in the invisible. So here we go. This should bring people up to probably about 55% here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, that's beautiful. So you should feel your body buzzing. And to help everyone out, we're going to have your spirit come in through your feet. Normally, like I said in previous programs, your spirit comes into the top of your head or into the crown chakra. It knows, you know, how to do this. But it'll come in that way in place of coming in through your feet. So normally, your spirit will normally not go into your legs, your lower extremities, because it doesn't want to be here. It's just too painful. So we're going to now have your spirit come in through the bottom of your feet. And it's doing that right now and coming up your ankles, to your knees, to your waist. There we go. Perfect. And we'll have it do it again now. And we're kind of retraining the way it comes into your body here. Here we go, and it will normally always come in through the top of your head. This is the highest frequency point. And if you look at the bottom of the feet, that's kind of earth energy, which you may call kind of a, like the negative aspect of who you are. And your spirit normally will not go down that low, but we're doing it now to help you have more healing. So you may feel a little dizzy possibly, but here we go. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. In and out, 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 and back in there. So you should feel a little more energized all through your body. And with your legs being more connected to your spirit, you're going to have a lot more healing now. And you may feel more solid in your body. And what we're going to do now is bring in a divine energy. And we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So again, just sit back and relax. This is the original creation of the spirit of Mother Mary from the creation light ship. They have her complete spiritual blueprint. Plus, she also resides there. So here she comes into your room where your computer is, into your household. And she may bring in the fragrance of roses sometimes for different people. And here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. You should feel the presence in your room. Your divine energy is normally coming through your ceiling area, and they come down and they swirl around in the room, kind of like a gentle fog energy. And then from there, they'll connect to you through your heart center. Remember, all the light shift feelings work with your heart. Your heart energy is how the light shift works. And where your heart is where your spirit resides. And so this is how they connect to you. So your spirit is the safeguard for you for energies that come into your body. So it's always best to go to your spirit first before you have any type of special attunements or different procedures done to you so that you will have complete truth, because your spirit is there to protect you and it will not allow any energies to come into you. And a lot of people use their mental energy, thinking that that's your spirit energy, and your spirit does not reside in your head. That's where entities can reside. So you want to connect to your spirit always for healing and for whatever you do in your life. So what we're going to do now is this drop of energy. We're going to run and connect your consciousness, that's inside of your head, whatever you want to call that, to your heart center. And just kind of, again, sit back and relax. And you can visualize, if you like, an elevator. And the 10th floor is your forehead, and the first floor is your heart. And so if you had a stressful day, this should actually balance you out quite nicely here. So here we go. We're going to drop your awakening conscience down into your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. This is where you want to go to for your guidance. So here we go. One, dropping down, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And you might feel your thinking process kind of go down into your heart now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You might even feel yourself dropping into each chakra as you go down here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And a few more times here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel this beautiful peace energy. You should feel like your thinking is inside of your chest cavity in your heart right now. And you can also, you know, visualize ears on your heart and a mouth on your heart, and you're only receiving divine truth, and you're only speaking divine truth. So this is the best way to be. We're going to do a session here with the light beings going to help us release some physical body pain from us right now. And so if you want to just look at her, you can. It's quite interesting. I love watching her, because as you look across the monitor, you can feel that connection with your eyes to your eyes as you kind of move maybe a foot or so from side to side. You can just actually sense that energy of her looking at you. And she works with your heart center. She connects to your spirit first for all the healings that she'll be doing. And then from there it goes into you. And so we're going to be bringing in some divine energy now of energy to release pain from everyone. So if you have any physical body pain, just kind of request a healing right now. And she's connecting to us. And you may start to feel this energy leave you now. Just kind of focus on it and just ask her for a healing. And you have a visual representation of what she looks like now, and she can work with you on this here. And you might ask maybe every 10 seconds or so for additional healing. Remember, the light only works in the now, so they do what they can do for you in the first now. In the second now, they've already done their work. And if you don't have the result that you like, you want to ask again. So right now we're going to concentrate on our feet. We'll just move up the body here for healing. So if anybody has any concerns with their feet, just request that right now. And you may feel energy going there. And she's joining your spirit, and your spirit is now going to your feet area. And this beautiful conduit of light energy is coming into your body through your heart and going now down your legs. And your spirits, there is the conduit to help with this healing. So next thing we're going to do is just move up the legs now, and we'll go to our ankles. There we go. And we're going to our calves, and then we're going up to our knees. So you might just, if you want to visualize white light being there, taking away your pain, your trauma that you've experienced there, physical pain that you have, and just kind of allow it to be released here. Okay, next we're moving up a little further, going up your thighs, and going up to your hips. And you're still working on the bottom of your feet also, so to see white light throughout your whole legs right now. As your spirit is the conduit for healing. And now they're working their way up. So we'll just say they're going to the second chakra area and below right now. If you have any physical back pain in that area, maybe a pinched nerve or something, request healing too. Now they're ready to go a little bit higher up. So they'll go to the power chakra area. Your solar plexus, work down now. And the light only works with light frequencies. The light has never created darkness. They only work with light, and they're only in the now. Now they're going up a little further, up to your heart center. And again, everything below the heart's activated now with this beautiful white light energy. Okay, and now they're moving up to your fifth chakra, your throat. So then below your throat now is being activated by this beautiful white light energy. It's being transmitted from the creation light ship into this beautiful divine being here in front of you. She's the conduit now for this, and then from there it's going into your spirit, which is also part of the divine. And then it's going into your body now for healing. And now they're going to start working on your head area. So if you have any concerns with your teeth, gums, etc., you know, request healing there too. Also, if you have concerns with any internal organs that you may have, request healing also. And you still have Mother Mary in the room to also facilitate healings on you. We're down here, Mother Mary came as Mother Mary. She's been in other bodies also. But we recognize her now, and throughout our history here of recorded time, we know her as Mother Mary. On other planets, she's known as something else, but we know her as Mother Mary here. And now we're going to be working a little bit higher. We'll probably work with our sinus area. Our nose, our eyes, our ears. So again, request healing there too. And now they're working on your forehead and top of your head. If you're a seer, you should see yourself with a lot of white light around you, going through you. And we're going to have now is a sample healing of an emotional clearing that I do. We're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll go another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so if you look upon your life in the last 3 years, just look at something that bothered you, that you're still carrying, something that maybe haunted you, that's in your energy field, which you're afraid to look at, or maybe you're traumatized so much that you're still dealing with this scenario. Just kind of look at it right now and see how you feel the energy in your body and your emotional sensing, how it feels to you. And it should appear to be like it's very distant to you, and like it's someone else's movie, like you've experienced it, you got the wisdom out of it, but there's nothing for you to regurgitate now or to heal because it's released from you instantaneously. And the healings that I do with this year, they're about 90% complete. When I do your whole lifetime, then they're 100%. And this is the most important clearing that I could do for anybody, is to do this emotional clearing. What I'll do now to help people who are listening right now who have lost a loved one, typically in Memorial Day here, we're mourning the loss of loved ones who have died in past wars, we'll say. So we'll do a clearing for that for everybody here. So just sit back and relax. And what you're going to feel when you look at the person that you loved, you won't have that grief held inside of you right now. So here we go. This is the same clearing as before. So this is the light shift is doing for you. So here we go. Sixth chakra. And this is a slightly different clearing. This is what I do when I do somebody without the years. So sixth chakra. Clear, 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 clear. This is your heart chakra being cleared now of this grief and sadness. Clip a clear, 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 clip a clear. Third chakra. Clip a clear, 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 clip a clear. Second chakra. Clip a clear, 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 clip a clear. Clip a clear, 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 clear. And first chakra. Clip a clear, 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 clear. Okay, so that should be the clearing for all of you listening now. You should have relief now from all the emotional traumas that you've experienced. I'll do another one, which is the feeling body now. So that was an emotional clearing for you. And this will be a feeling body. So here we go. Sixth chakra. Clip the clear, 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 clip clear. Fifth chakra. Clear. Third chakra. Clear. Second chakra. Cleared. And first chakra. Cleared. Okay. So just kind of sit back and relax and just maybe breathe a little bit here. And I just know that this clearing has more than likely released all these energies from you of a lot of sadness and trauma that you've been through with someone who's passed on, probably in the war times here. So I'm now going to do another special healing here. And we're going to do a healing that is a sensory body healing. This is one of my newer clearings that I do here. So again, here we go. Sixth chakra, cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. You should feel much better now after these clearings here. And I'm going to do a clearing here, which I haven't done for a while. We'll do what I call a century. These are 100-year clearings. And we're going to go from the year 2000 back to 1900s and 1800s. Now, this clearing here, the century clearing, is $200. And I go back to when you first incarnated here. So we're going to go back to the 1500s. So here we go. 2000s to current, year 2000 to current. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And all the 1900s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1800s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1700s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1600s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And the 1500s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So what happens when you have this type of clearing here, you could call it a past life clearing. The sensory clearing, what it does is it goes to all of the energies that made up your physical body. So this is your cellular memory that it's working with. So it's clearing the ancestors' judgments out of you. And then it also clears your spirit's past lives, too, to a certain extent. But mainly it's working on your genetics. And this is what you're dealing with in this lifetime. So all of your experience in this lifetime is what your spirit, along with your body, has chose to work on to clear itself out to become at a higher resonance. And this happens in all lifetimes here. And so this is why you have situations, because you're releasing the energies from your ancestors' judgments on how they perceive life is supposed to be. And as soon as you judge something, that creates an energetic block in your body. And this energetic block is what creates your illnesses. And then it also works with the emotional body, where it's stored. And then all of a sudden, you can go on an emotional roller coaster ride and have things come up and be upset about things you don't know anything about, unexplained fears, etc. Remember, this is an emotional planet, and this is how the Earth spirit has chose to experience life on the surface and how it's evolving itself through your emotions. So it's looking at itself through your emotions, and this is what you want to clear out of yourself so that you're able to hold more spirit energy for the ascension process. And the Earth spirit is doing the same thing right now. It's also clearing out its densities and its accumulator, just like you did. And so it can leave and have a complete balanced state in another dimension. So this is the basic ascension process. So I have something here from Don here in Michigan. Let me see what he says here. Hi, Ron. We go to the light ship and can request to bring loved ones. No, they have to be online with me. Animals are no problem, but physical people need to be online with us to do this here. So, yeah, well, we can go to the light ship. We'll go right now, in fact, since Tom mentioned that here. So, again, just sit back and relax. I'll describe how they transport you to the light ship, how this is done here. Remember, we're a vibration. And as a vibration, we're being turned off and on continuously, just like your computer monitor is being turned off and on, just like the lights in your house are being turned off and on. And when you're not here, when you're turned off, then at that point, the light ship transports you through the white light tunnel to the creation light ship, and then you're reformed again, rematerialized on the light ship, in your physical form that you are now. If you're wearing the clothes that you're wearing, you're going to see them up on the light ship. And at that point, they start working with you. And since we're in their time, remember, all dimensions have time. And so time is used to process information, because it's all an experience to experience. So we're here to experience experiences. And so on the light ship, we're in their time frame. And they can spread time out a whole lot more than what we have here. And if you notice how time has went so far, we've been on the show here for about a half an hour. And for myself, it just feels like a few minutes have went by. So what they do, if you know what a sine wave looks like, it's a sine wave S with the line to the center of it. It's used in mathematics, used in electronics. And if you look at the sine wave itself, you have the top pulse and the bottom pulse, and it just keeps going from top to bottom like a snake, up and down, back and forth, or like ripples, you know, in water. And what happens is the consciousness that we have is developed on each one of those pulses. So as the pulse starts to go toward the center line where there's no time, and if you just drew it on a piece of paper, you put a little dot at each time that line hits that line going from left to right. Each time the energy going from the first pulse, when it stops at that line, is recreated on the bottom pulse. And that's how your thoughts create your reality. On the light ship, it works perfectly. Down here, there's too much interference of negativity and mind control, etc., to have it work down here. So basically what happens is that as you change on the light ship from your healings, your consciousness changes each time you go into another half of a pulse. So the top pulse is one half of the sine wave, and the bottom is the other, and that makes up one cycle. So each half a cycle contains the information of the previous pulse, the previous cycle. And so this is how they kind of define that. So each time you change your consciousness, it'll be changed in the next part of the pulse as the sine wave moves down the timeline. And so what happens on the light shift is that as you go up there, they see that pulse, and you're naturally, that's all contained in that little dot on the timeline. And so then you recreate it, and that same pulse goes on. And so as they do healing work with you, each thought in consciousness changes the reality of the next thought. And so it goes from thought to thought to thought. And as they repair you on your physical ailments, make you into wholeness, then that's how it works. Unfortunately, down here, because as I said, the negativity that's here, you're being interfered with each time you go from one pulse to the next. And that interference is from your emotional body, number one, having the densities that created your illnesses here, and that's caused by your ancestors. So what you're working on this lifetime is what your body chose to work on up to this point. But you have all this buried information that's there from all your past lives. And everything is a past life. So whether it's a second ago or, 100 years ago. So anyway, it's that's the way it works. And your emotional body is what you're working with down here. And if you don't clean out your emotions, it's going to more than likely, at some point nullify your healing or cause it not to work completely. Because remember, this is your consciousness, and the emotional body wraps around you and reforms the energy that was put in perfection by the light shift. Remember, your thoughts do, in a sense, control your reality on that aspect, because your emotions are doing that. So you want to clear the emotions to have a perfect healing. And that's the best way to attempt to do have healings done. Otherwise, this emotional garment around you is going to manifest itself as a creative thought form from the earth energy and take away your healing aspects. So if you're only 20% in your body, then you can only get at best a 20% healing down here. On the light shift, you're 100% in your body. But down here, because you chose not to be in your body, that cuts down your life force energy, your spirit energy. And then along with that, the energy goes to your emotional body and then the other bodies that prevent your healing from taking place. That's why when you would like to have a healing, it doesn't always work for you. And the light shift is aware of this here, but it's up to you to release your judgments. Because you were created in perfection, and you shouldn't be judging. So, we're going to be getting ready to go up to the light shift now. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. They're much easier to heal than people normally, because they don't have a lot of thoughts, a lot of judgments on life, a lot of baggage. So here we go. We're going up to the light shift right now. And we're there. And they're doing a special scan on us to see who we are, what kind of life form we are. We're with all sentient beings. We're just one of them. And we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. This is a very special room where we're able to select our doctor teams now for healing. And we're at free choice to which ones we want to pick. There's many beings here. There's crystal beings. There's dolphins. There's whales. There's humans that look like us, tall ones and short ones, and any other type of life forms. There's flowers. There's birds. So a lot of ones that we see up there are going to be beings that we can relate to in the 3D that we are in here. So here we go. We're going into the procedure rooms now. They're first putting us into the hot tubs. We're in many rooms at one time right now. I can only see one of those. I am a doctor on the light ship, and they bring me information instantly. So we're in the hot tubs right now. I'm seeing a lot of golden energy around us here. And you can kind of just sit back and relax here. I'll bring in a divine energy. The hot tubs are used to help detoxify our bodies. So we're going to bring in an energy now of Archangel Michael. And again, request your healings. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So you should feel the energy right now going into your body. You might feel the warmth of the hot tubs. They're very, very beautiful. We're going into another room right now. This is the crystal healing room. And we'll go to the one that's of the amethyst energy. And the amethyst light room here is very beautiful. And in this room, you're going to experience this beautiful energy of the amethyst crystals. There's millions of them projecting their healing energies to you. So you may feel this energy come into your room right now as we bring it in here. So here comes the amethyst energy for you to experience down here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, just breathing in this nice energy into your body. Let's experience this amethyst energy coming into you. You're still in the hot tub room, so let's kind of have a nice experience here. Your animals and pets are also being healed on a special animal light shift. So just kind of sit back and relax. The animals get pampered a lot. They're very nice. And they just love the animals because they're a different life form, and they're very intuitive, a lot of them. And these animals communicate very nicely with the light beings. And I'm going to go into another room here. And this is where the dolphins are. And again, just sit back and relax here. And this is a beautiful swimming pool with a liquid light energy water. And if you want, you can, you're in this room right now, you can put your hand about a foot in front of you. And you're doing the same process now on the light shift. And you're actually touching the skin on the dolphins now. And you might feel the presence in front of you as your hand kind of stops a little bit as you feel the energy there. And you can move it from left to right and up and down. And just kind of experience this here. And you are having healing done by three special dolphins that are here to help us do healing work. So just kind of sit back and relax and request your healings. And to me, it's just really nice to see these dolphins working with us. They're very playful. It's their skin is very soft. They kind of have, the ones that I'm seeing right now, have like a brownish blue hue to them. And some feel very electric too. So everybody has their own experience here. So just kind of ask for healing. Remember, everything works in the now here. We'll be going to another room here. We're going to go to a special room. And this room is where you're going to be meeting your spirit. Like I said earlier, the creation light shift created you. And they know all about you. So we're going into this very special room. It's in a different part of the light shift. This is their creation rooms. And there's a special room just for you there. And as you approach this room, you can probably feel the high energy of your spirit being in the room across the way as it resonates with you. You're opening the door now. And if you look across the room, you're going to see this beautiful white light silhouette of you. It's very awesome if you can see this here. And we're going to ask your spirit to walk into your body to help you do more healing work, okay? So again, we'll count to 10, and so it's a commanding gesture. This is what we do when we do anything with numbers here. It's a command to allow the energy to work in a certain sequence. And it's not hypnosis, so I just need to clarify that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel your spirit energizing your body down here. And it may feel very pleasant to you. You might have chills going through your body. You're having more energy now put into you. And you can again request healings from your spirit. And we're going to bring in your spirit into your room, give you a little more energy around you. So the parts of you that left from panic and trauma and fear will also probably be attracted to you at this point. So we're going to bring in your spirit. So here it comes around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll ask your spirit to enter your body now. And there we go. It's now coming in, and you can request this too if you like. And you may feel your body change slightly. You might feel your body buzz as you come into your body more fully right now. There we go. So for myself, it feels very good. Don asked me a question, what I look like on the light ship as a doctor there, and I'm very tall. I'm about 8 foot tall on the light ship. I'm very thin, and I wear like a white lab coat, and that's kind of how I look. And I help all many doctors there and teach them how to do procedures. I'm waiting to bring this extra technology down here in the future here, so I'll be able to help more people on their healing process. So we have another question here. Spirit energy from Don. The spirit energy is something else. Is this our twin flame energy? This would be you and your twin flame combining together to be with you right now. This is before you were split off into two separate energies. So this is actually your original spirit in totality before you split to become two. And let's see here. This original spirit you were created with. Yes, this is from your spiritual blueprint of your spirit. Remember I said the light ship has every blueprint, spiritual blueprint that was created in the light. And this is who you are that they created now for you. So it's a very special type of healing that you can have. It's very, very awesome. Awesome to have this energy come back into you again. And I hope that some of you out there are able to feel this energy of you. Because it's there's no words to it to express. When I do this at times at the expos that I go to, people start crying because it's just so beautiful and blissful. And they feel complete after this year, but it's up to them to hold the energy. So anyway, this is you. So we're going to do another healing on the creation light ship for you. And we're now going into a room which again has a lot of water. There's a waterfall in this room. And there's a lot of vegetation. And the waterfall is going to help to cleanse your aura field around you. So you're walking over to this beautiful waterfall. It has very similar water to what's on in the rooms where the dolphins are, and the whales, and all the other light beings that swim in water. And this water now will not hurt you as you're underneath the waterfall. It just goes around you. And it's silver and sparkles like diamonds. So now you're underneath that, and you may feel your body energy change a little bit here. And it's quite awesome also. You can look out and see birds and bees and butterflies in this room. And we're going to go into one other room before we come back here. We're going to go into the room where they're also going to help us with our physical body pain. We've been having that work done down here also, so we'll do it again on the light ship here. This is what I'm kind of being told to go into now for all of you. So we're going into this beautiful room where there's many, many, many modalities of healing. You're a free choice to select which one you'd like to go into, what light beings you'd like to have a conference with and to work with. Remember, we're out of time there, so they allow us as much time as we need to feel comfortable for our healings. So you can be up there for a couple of hours even talking to them and finding out information. This is a personal journey between you and them. So hopefully you can bring back the information down here, because you will have the information. So you're in different rooms now. Everybody has their own doctor teams, and they're working with you on physical body pain releasing. So again, just request the healing that you'd like to have. And they're doing that right now for you. Remember, you're up there out of time, so you're still here physically. And I get a lot of people who can actually see in the light ship. That's how we have this beautiful photo of the light being on your monitor screen. If it's still there, it should be. And a lady was able to see this light being on the light ship on one of my four-hour calls that I had on Saturday. And from there, she drew it in real time. And just wonderful to actually see them. If you don't see them physically, you might see their silhouette, or you might just feel the energy. But the main consensus with everybody, I think, after they come back from a healing on the light ship, is they are kind of sad to come back here, number one. They like to be up there longer, number two. And even on the four-hour call that I do, it seems like about a half an hour goes by, and the people are a complete bliss. Let's see, we have another, from Deborah here. Would you say that we are miniature versions of our universe? Our twin flame reminds, must have been out of information there. Are we a miniature? Well, we are a part of creation energy, yes. So yes, we would be a miniature version of the universe in a sense. And so we're actually like reporting back to the light ship what our experiences are. That's kind of how I would perceive it. So at that point, yes, you are, you know, part of the divine as a separate fragment experiencing experiences of the divine working through you and with you and around you. So I guess that's probably how I'd answer the question. Your twin flame energy normally is not with you, because it doesn't come into your frame of reference here on this earth plane. It's just like two separate spirits, and you only join typically when you go back to your home base energy. And that was taken away from us by the Galactic Federation, the ability to go back to our home base energy and to have our twin flame energy with us, when we go to sleep at night for our own spiritual backup. So this is one of the healings that I do with people, but you have to be cleared out enough to allow your twin flame to come to you. Let me see what Deborah wrote here again, then we'll be signing off shortly here. I don't understand what she's saying about photon split, and they still communicate. So I guess that would be true, yes. So they are conscious. So you are conscious too, yeah, except the dark side here, that's ruling us off planet, is preventing us from knowing our true spiritual identity here. That's why they created religions. to separate us from our true divinity, which is inside of us. So, we're now going to come back from the light ship. So we're going into the room where we're thanking all these doctors for working with us. And remember, each doctor team normally has three doctors. And so we're giving our thanks now. And now we're going to the transporter room. And our animals and our pets are coming to us. And they're going to be putting around us a special cocoon of light energy. It's a cocoon of conscious healing energy, which will be with us. So you won't be going to the light ship for additional healing, but the cocoon energy will be able to help you to further some of your healings. So you can request healing for the next 5 days. And we're now getting ready to come back on this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're doing that right now. And now we're here. Okay. So I thank all of you for being with me tonight. And the next show, which will be Wednesday, will be 2 hours in length. So I'll just sign off right now. So blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. And peace and blessings.